If you can say and spell your name.
It is Suzanne spelled. It is S-U-Z-A-N-N-E and S-P-E-E-L-T-Z.
All right, Suzanne, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to being an elected official?
I'm a social worker by profession. I was a school social worker for 26 years in Sheboygan. And I worked for the Sheboygan Area School District for 26 years. That's what brought me to Sheboygan initially. And I retired in 2016. And then since then, I've done a number of different things. At the current time, I won my county board seat because I ran for office. And I'm in the process of, I'll be doing some counseling because I'm also a licensed clinical social worker. So I'm getting those insurance processes, I'm getting those things going. Prior to that, I've done a lot of volunteer work with different agencies in Sheboygan. I've done a lot of prayer evangelism. Also, right after I retired, I was able to spend a lot of time with my family. My dad was kind of on his last 2 years of his life, so I was able to help them, my mom and dad, with, kind of those end-of-life issues. So that was really nice. I also did some substitute teaching, and I got involved politically in some kind of grassroots organization, and that kind of led me to run for office, and it kind of leads me today. And I mean, what else can I say about myself? I actually am from Minnesota. I moved here from Madison. I finished my graduate degree there. I lived here over 30 years, 32 years to be exact. I like to do a lot of things outside. I like to bike. I like to do anything outside, outdoor activities. I've done a lot of traveling, United States, international. So I'm very social. Anyways, I've had kind of a colorful life, so that's kind of a little nutshell.
Great. Right. So who or what inspired you to run for office?
What inspired me? When we had the coronavirus stuff come down, I just saw some things that were going on that I found very concerning. So that's kind of prompted me to get more involved on a local level. That's kind of where I got involved in, kind of a political grassroots organization. And a number of different people had said to me, you should really run for something, and I said, well, if the Lord wants me to run, I will run. So, and I just really didn't think that I would be led by the Lord, but the Holy Spirit to do that. And ultimately, that's really what happened. I keep everything in prayer, so I was just led by the Holy Spirit to run for office. Some people had said different things, school board, whatever, and I'm like, no, I think I've kind of done the school district thing. I just want to run for county board, so that's kind of how I get started. So
when did you first decide to run, in 2020 then?
No, it wasn't. It was actually a little over a year ago. This is about 2021, I think around June I had made my decision, June of last year.
To run for county board?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So what, can you tell me a little bit about what it took to run that campaign?
It actually takes quite a bit of work, I thought. I was really fortunate because of the people I was connected with. There was a lot of support and a lot of education and training. So there was just a lot of education and training in how to run a good campaign. I was already kind of... I had educated myself on local government and all those kinds of things. So then it was like just getting that training, like I said. So doing that, kind of getting social media lined up, your literature, kind of getting your message honed down, just trying to decide, where do my beliefs exactly lie and how do I hone that down and make it into a very clear, concise message so people can, it will resonate with people and they can grab a hold of it. Mm-hmm. And then that's as far as planning. I did a lot of door knocking, like a ton, because I was running against someone who had been in office for a while. He was a well-respected incumbent, kind of respected on both sides. So I knew I really had to bust it in order to win, and I was going to win. I was very determined. I'm like, I need to win. So I was going to knock on as many doors as I could. So when I found the map, I looked at my District 12. I kind of figured out where the borders were. I had my little strategy. And I also had like a door knocking app. It kind of directed me to the doors that were most likely mm-hmm. to vote for me. And then so that those are the doors I knocked on.
What was it like to knock on doors for the first time? Were you scared? Were you feeling confident?
Yeah, it was kind of nerve-wracking. I mean, I'm very social, and actually for my job as a school social worker, I did a lot of home visits. You know, it was a different situation as to why I was knocking on doors. But so it was a little intimidating at first. And after a while, I kind of really liked it. You know, I really did. So it just was kind of fun. So.
Did you do phone calls or anything, or was it mostly knocking on doors?
I did phone calls maybe at the end. Some phone calls, but it was really mostly door knocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's what was told to us, that, you know, as far as local races, whoever knocks on the most doors wins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
So what was the outcome of you running for office?
I did win.
Okay.
Yeah, I did win. So
was it a pretty big margin? Or?
No, it really wasn't. I only won by 40.
Wow.
You know, so I know there was other races, like on county board, the local ones that were, you know, the difference was like, well, one was like zero. They were tied. You know, there was a kind of a few votes, 11 votes, something like that. So it was
some pretty tight races.
Yeah, pretty tight races, yeah. I mean, you don't get a lot of voters in a local race like a spring election, but mm-hmm. yeah, so it wasn't.
So it seems like knocking on the doors was not only a way to get people to know you, but also to drum up people to actually go out and vote.
Absolutely, right. Mm-hmm. Right, and I did a lot of signs too, you know, kind mm-hmm. of got those so people, you know, they heard me, you know, they came to my door, they saw my face and they see my signs,
mm-hmm.
and like, okay.
Right.
So.
And through this whole process of knocking on doors, I'm sure you talked to countless people.
Yes, right.
What did you learn about yourself and also about the community?
Well, about myself, I found out that I was a little thicker skin than I thought, you know, and most of the people I was going to, you know, there were people that were more likely to vote for me. But I did come across some people who were, you know, very opposed to my message,
mm-hmm.
like very much so,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it was like, oh, well, you know, then if you don't like my message or like me, then you don't have to vote for me. So I just kind of learned to brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as I learned a lot about the community, like a huge part of my area, District 12, is rural, you know, and I hadn't been out there, you know, so just getting to know the lay of the land and the people. So that was kind of fun,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I'm sure some people in the rural areas were surprised to have somebody knocking on their
door.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Because they were like, you know, kind of like, who comes out here? Even in town, like, because I have a portion of the town of Sheboygan, like in town, you know, one guy said, you know, because I campaign in the winter. It's the worst time to campaign. It's crazy. You know, January.
Wisconsin winter.
Right. December, January, February. It's the worst. I was out there. It didn't matter what the temperature was. It didn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm going to do this, right? And then you're out here in this horrible weather, and you came way out here. I'm going to vote for you just because of that. You know?
Just for showing up at my door
right.
in the winter.
So, and they must have, you know, resonated with my message
mm-hmm.
also. So, anyways.
It sounds like you learned that you have thicker skin
yes.
from that experience. Was there
yes.
anything specifically you learned about the community from meeting all these people?
Well, I thought there was a difference in, like, between, like, rural and then in town. You know, and I'm more the in-town type of person, you know. And I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know that I'd really open my door, you know, for people. But people did. But, like, I guess people were super friendly out in the country. You know, and not that they were rude in town, you know, but they weren't quite as talkative.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is sort of an interesting, but I very much noticed a difference in dogs. Because out in the country, the dogs were kind of intimidating, you know, because, you know, they have guard dogs.
Right.
So that was like, oh. God.
Should I walk up the path or not?
Exactly. So I had some encounters. But then in town, you know, like, they kept their dogs inside and they were very much... Even they weren't guard dogs, put it that way. So it was like it was easy in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That's an interesting observation.
Yeah, I mean, I even had like a dog horn, you know, like in the event that the dog wasn't gonna back off.
Wow.
Yeah,
you gotta be prepared.
I had one like German Shepherd, like right on me.
Wow.
In my face, growling.
You're brave.
Well, no,
I'm not. I'd have been like, bye.
I was trying to get out of there, but the dog got me before I could get in my car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so anyways, I'm not a big fan of country dogs.
Yeah.
Well, the people I love, but not their dogs.
Yeah, so that's a whole other obstacle.
Yes. And in town, the dogs were pretty non-threatening. So.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So what would you say to another woman who is thinking, just like you were, mm-hmm. you know, I think I'm going to run for office, or perhaps people are like, you should really run for office. What would you say to a woman in that position, and perhaps maybe they feel a little insecure about it?
I would tell them, you know, if they really have the desire and the time and the energy to run, I would say go for it. You know, I mean, just the fact that, I mean, if they're hesitating because they're a woman, I would just say, forget it. You know, just get rid of that thought, because it just shouldn't be part of the picture. You know, and I mean, I guess I would say that to anybody, regardless of if they're a woman or not. If they have the desire, you know, I think they should just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, when I look for someone to run, I look for someone that shares my values,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether they're male or female or whatever race, it didn't matter to me. You know, if they share my values and are going to stand strong and stand for truth and freedom, I would encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what do you think is the future of women in politics, either on a local mm-hmm. level, a state level, a national level? Do you see any trends?
Well, you know, I don't know if I see any. I can't even comment on any trends because I haven't. I paid no attention to local politics prior to 2020. I just didn't. But I think it's really good because, I mean, I was a woman. I mean, I ran against a man, and mm-hmm. he was well-established, and I won. So it is possible. You know, and I know, like, for these elections on August 9th, I know three women that I'm going to vote for personally, you know, and they have a very good chance of winning. I mean, I say go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be nice to see more, you know, really strong conservative women get into office. So mm-hmm. that's my feeling anyways, mm-hmm. you know.
And you mentioned that you hadn't really been involved on a local level prior to 2020.
No, not at all.
So now that you have been involved on a local level,
yeah.
why do you think other people should also get involved on local levels?
Well, the local level, I mean, we can all do something, and it's very accessible to get involved. It's very easy, I think, to get involved because you can, you can meet with people face to face very easily. You can call them, you can email them, you can go to meetings, you know, like at a state or federal level or whatever. I mean, you can't just, you know, drive to Madison or drive to Washington, D.C. and just go to a meeting. You know, there's like school board meetings, city council, county board. You can do that. So it's really, and there's a lot more that they do that affects us directly than probably what most of us realize,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, I think it's very important, actually. I think a lot happens more on a local level than what I had ever thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, before I, you know, even paid attention. So.
Right, and mm-hmm. now that you're involved.
Right.
How long is your appointment for?
It's for 2 years.
2 years.
I wish it was longer.
Do you think you'll run again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really sure. It's an awful lot of work. And that's mm-hmm. one thing I would actually tell somebody if they are going to run for office. I mean, you really have to have the time to put into it. I mean, if you want to win, I mean, it's a time commitment to win, especially, I mean, if you don't have an opponent, that's one thing. But if you're running against an incumbent, you know, you really have to get out there. You know, and plus you have to have the time to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not a full-time job and not even close, but you still have to have time to do it. You know, and if people elect you or vote for you, you know, based on the fact you're going to do something, you know, you better do it, you
mm-hmm.
know, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Suzanne, for speaking with me. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this conversation?
You know, no, I don't think so. I appreciate it. I very much thank you for asking me. It was a really nice conversation. I'm glad to see your company here. So
thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.